John Doherty here for Radio Tacoma, checking out the hands-off demonstration down here by the Antique Sandwich Company on the corner of Pearl and 50th, I believe it is. Nice day, mid-60s, sunshine. So far, the demonstrations, slant protests around here have been blessed with some good weather. Cars lined up as far as the eye can see, expecting a big crowd here. I'm here to figure out what's going on, why people are here, and what it all means. So stay tuned. Anybody here feel like talking to me while you're taking a break?
Yeah, we've been here since 11:30. So
you were here early.
Yep.
Okay.
Indeed.
So your sign says what?
Did you vote for chaos, cruelty, corruption, incompetence, and lies?
So I'm guessing the answer to that is no.
Well, somebody came up and said, I voted for cruelty, but I think he was kidding.
So this event is branded as Hands Off. So what does Hands Off mean to you?
To me, hands off our democracy and everything underneath it. They are trying to destroy the entire thing. Working hard on it, in fact. Should read some of the signs going through. People are picking pieces of it that they particularly are afraid of. Social Security, Medicaid, education, you name it. Their hands are in everything.
So how would you describe your outlook regarding the next 4 years?
Terrified.
Dig into that for me a little bit.
Well, if they can do this much damage in this short a time, I'm not sure how much further they're going to go. They're already ignoring the courts. We've got a supine Congress. I'm not sure what's going to stop them. But I figure if enough people who voted for him start to see that they personally are being hurt, that maybe he will see his popularity going down, and then maybe he will. I don't know.
So have you started thinking about 2028 yet?
Not really.
Okay, well, let me ask you, how well...
talk to my husband, too.
Okay, well, the missus says you can talk, so...
56 yeah. years.
Yeah. My hope is that the Republicans who voted for Trump and his cohort will really turn on him, and that'll get some of the Republicans in Congress to rethink their supine position.
So I would say that you share some seniority with me. So here's a question for you. Have you ever seen anything like this in U.S. politics in the course of your adult life where you were paying attention to politics?
A little bit under Nixon. Yeah.
So Nixon, better or worse?
Pretty much equal.
Okay, well, let's see. Could you say your first name?
Peter.
And?
Florence.
Florence and Peter, thanks for talking to me, and have a great day. So a lot of enthusiasm out here. You can hear cars tooting the horns. The crowds are shouting out. I would estimate the crowd here, and I'm not good at estimating, so with that caveat, I'd say something like 2,000 people, give or take, stretching with the sidewalks completely crowded all the way from the entrance to Point Defiance up to about 51st Street. Lots of signs, lots of people, lots of enthusiastic people. I would say lots of angry people and lots of other folks driving up and down who are expressing the same kind of support for what this event is about.
There you go.
Can you start off with your name?
Oh, my name is Carrie Delbridge.
Hey, Carrie. theory. So you're carrying a sign that says, yes, Penguins against Trump. So where did that come from?
Because, like I said, I don't have any imagination. I thought it would be fun for everybody to see. I thought it would bring a smile. So
this is obviously related to some island down in the South Atlantic someplace,
yes. Yes.
That the Trump just put a tariff on, and there's nobody there but penguins.
And they're against him.
Okay.
They're smarter than he is.
Hey, thanks for the humor. Hey, what, start off with your first name?
James.
Hey, James. So let's see, your sign here says, Delight in Every Individual, DEI. Well, that's cool play on an acronym there.
Well, I just think that, you know, with DEI being under assault, I just think that it's, you know, a way to use it with a different words next to each letter. Because really, I think we get hung up on DEI, and that's kind of a trigger. But the principles and the spirit behind it are valid. So I just wanted to do a different play on it. And really, that's what it's all about, I think. Delight in every individual.
So what is this related all to your life history, your career, or family, or any of those kind of things?
That's a great question. You know, my mother was a Canadian immigrant. And, you know, we don't think much about Canadian immigrants, but back in her day, she was, you know, discriminated against, and she couldn't speak the language, and this is all on the East Coast. And so, you know, I don't have that firsthand experience, but I know of her experience, and through that, I know a lot of people who have it a lot harder because of their skin color, their race, or they can't speak English correctly, quote unquote. So yeah, it does relate.
So what brings you here today besides DEI?
Well, I just think that, you know, it's reached the boiling point. I mean, we're just like, people are fed up. I mean, it's not only human rights, the economy's getting wrecked. All of our allies abroad are hating us, the ones, and it just seems like it's just into what? How long has he been in office? 2 months, 3 months? It's all just run downhill. So needed to do something.
So... Yeah. So, how would you describe the mood of the crowd here today?
Oh, I think it's just really festive, supportive. There's very positive energy, I just think it's people coming together to feel like you can feel so impotent that it just feels like coming together, we got to do something.
So what about emotionally? How do you think people are feeling emotionally these days?
I don't know. I go in and out of depression and anxiety, and some days I just feel like it's hopeless, and other days I kind of rise above it, and we've just got to stay together to get through it, and we got to continue. You know, DEI is not a program of the federal government. It's a program of people, and we can't let the federal government is trying to reach so far into so many things that we can't let them have everything. We can't let them take us of our human dignity and our ability to love everybody, and that's the shame, and that's what we gotta stand up against.
So you use the word hope in there. So sometimes what I took from that is sometimes you're feeling depressed, sometimes you're feeling hopeful. What is it that gives you hope?
You know, what gives me hope is this. What gives me hope is people who aren't willing to be cowed, people who really aren't willing to be silenced. You know, what gives me hope, frankly, is with all these tariffs, you know, all of the oligarchs and the billionaires who are all for Trump are now turning against them. The fact that Elon Musk looks like he's leaving the White House. I mean, it's all imploding. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of collateral damage, but it feels like that's what needs to happen.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me, James. Have a great day.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. All right.
To? You probably don't want me to.
Well, I tell you what, how about I be the judge of that?
Okay.
So I see you've got a caller here. What does that mean?
I'm a pastor.
Okay, and do you mind saying what church you're the pastor for?
Nativity House Homeless Shelter.
Fantastic. So what brings you down here today?
The protest.
And what's your sense of the crowd? What's the spirit here? How does this relate to your ministry?
I kind of follow a radical, and there are a bunch of radicals down here, and that's what we need, because we will not tolerate any more Knights of the Long Knives. Look it up.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with Knights of the Long Knives, so Maybe this is outside of your job description, but how do you think the Democratic Party is doing these days?
The Democratic Party needs help.
And if you were prescribing that help, what would it be?
I have no idea. Nope, not in my sermon.
Okay. Appreciate you talking to me. I think there's a place for activism from the clergy. Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
My name's John. Your name?
Abby.
Hi, Abby. So what brings you here today?
Well, we're fighting Donald Trump and Elon Musk's, their regime.
And I see you brought a child with you.
I do. I have my 5-year-old daughter. She's special needs, and it's so important that we keep the Department of Education funding special needs.
So aside from just the general philosophical thing, this is very personal for you.
Absolutely personal. Absolutely. It's very close to my heart.
So do you have any sense of how she's taking all of this?
My 5-year-old daughter, she's kind of excited to be here. I just explained to her who Donald Trump was and how he hurts people that can't speak for themselves. And she says thumbs down to that.
Well, thanks for being a great mom and giving your daughter this great experience.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
I'm Radio Tacoma. You mind talking to me for a minute?
Not at all.
So what brings you here today? Oh, well, excuse me. First, do you mind saying your first name?
My name is Dylan.
What a cool name.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of a connoisseur of names, but we'll talk about that some other time. So, what brings you here today?
The courage to fight back against what's happening in the federal government right now.
So, courage. So, what does that mean to you as an individual?
It means that we are not, as a people, cowering in a corner and hiding. We're actively resisting, and as a group of people, we're fighting back, and that makes me feel courage for the future.
So, not to make a lot of judgments here, but I'd say you're pretty youthful. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
Okay, so as a youth, what is especially at stake for you here?
I'm going into college for a science major. I'm going to do marine biology, so seeing what's happening with, like, the environment and our national parks, it's like, what's going to happen? Like, is it going to put me out of a job in the future? And also seeing my parents and grandparents getting things taken from them. It's like my future is at risk, yeah.
Yeah, so it used to be that scientists just went out and looked for reality.
Yeah.
But now there's a lot more to being a scientist than that. How do you feel about that?
I feel like there's a lot of work that needs to be done now. It's not as simple as it was in the past, yeah.
So do you think it's proper for a scientist to make, let's call them political statements?
If what they're saying, I don't know how to say this, but if what they're saying is makes sense and is more, if what they're saying is more scientifically fact-based than what other officials are saying, then I'd say trust the scientists.
Yeah, so I think what you're doing here is starting to bump into the complicated world.
Yeah,
it's a very complicated world out there. Well, I wish you good luck. Anything else you want to add?
Thank you for your time, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for being here. Appreciate the time. I'm from Radio Tacoma. Would you be willing to talk to me for a minute?
Oh, sure.
And could you start off with your first name?
Adina.
Okay, Adina, I gotta confess, I don't know what country's flag this is.
This is the Palestinian flag.
Now I recognize. In fact, I see Grand Cinema. We went down and saw the...
You saw No Other Land?
No Other Land, yeah.
Well, hey, they are screening the encampments now. And please spread the word. You could take this flyer, too. But the Grand is screening the encampments, which is raw footage from all of the student protests for Palestine that have been happening, largely centered around Columbia University, some of them around LA and other colleges.
But, yeah, well, you just publicized it, so.
Yeah,
what
okay,
are the
great.
Dates it's going to be playing?
It is playing tonight on April 5th. At 6:30 p.m., it's also playing one screening on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay, cool. By the way,
Look up the Grand and look at the times.
Love the Grand. We've been going
there for years. We want to support them also. So I was just actually telling my new friend here that Palestine was my introduction to injustice. I didn't know a lot. I was pretty sheltered. I grew up in, we're very largely white in the Northwest. And one of my coworkers was Palestinian. And over the course of working with him, I got to learn about the Nakba and what had happened there and the ethnic cleansing of Palestine. And then we were assigned to maintain Chinese Reconciliation Park together. And I learned about the ethnic cleansing of the Chinese from Tacoma, headed by the then mayor. And then I was like, what else don't I know? So I read about the Trail of Tears, because I didn't learn about the genocide on Turtle Island in school either. And then I read about all of the countries in Central and South America that we overthrew democratically elected governments in order to control their resources. And, you know, like so many things. And I have been bannering with Jewish Voice for Peace Tacoma for the last 10 years. Every time Israel was dropping U.S.-supplied bombs on the captive population in Gaza, which is massive, and this is we've never seen anything like this.
Okay, so I got a real specific question for you. What do you say to people who criticize folks who are supportive of Palestine, criticize them as being anti-Semitic?
I mean, Zionism is anti-Semitic. To accuse Jewish folks of all supporting genocide is a very anti-Semitic stance to take.
So I don't like to think of myself as anti-Semitic at all, and yet I worry about saying things that are interpreted as being pro-Palestinian. It's like if you're pro-Palestinian, you're anti-Semitic. Do you see that concern?
Pro-human rights is not anti-Semitic. Like, the largest opponents of Zionism and the State of Israel have historically all been Jewish. And go watch the Encampments documentary, because most of those protesters, a huge percentage of the protesters at Columbia University are Jewish.
Okay, well, we've come full circle back to the Grand Cinema. Thank you so much for talking to
me. Cheers. Take care.
Hi, my name is John. You mind talking to me for the Radio Tacoma for a few minutes?
Sure.
So what brings you here today?
First of all, I don't think there's any such thing as Christian nationalism. It's an oxymoron. God only ever had one country, and that was Israel, and that was just the start anyway. So, but mostly I see that Scripture, Old Testament and New, tells us to protect the weak and the vulnerable and not to take everything away from them so the rich can get richer.
Something about do unto others, as I recall.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. He did say that, yeah.
Yeah, so for those who can't see what's going on here, you're wearing a collar, so you're a pastor,
is that
right?
Yeah, I'm a Lutheran pastor,
you're
yes.
A Lutheran pastor. So forgive me this, if this is too personal, just say so, but there's lots of different kinds of Lutherans.
I'm an ELCA Lutheran.
Okay, and that's primarily for my Lutheran friends who are going to want to know.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Excuse me a second. Sure. So my name is John. I'm with Radio Tacoma. You mind talking to me for a couple minutes?
I don't mind talking with you at all. Hi, John.
And your first name is?
I'm Sally, and my last name is Shawl, like a scarf, S-H-A-W-L. Well, I'm here because I've never seen things go so upside down so quickly. And I'm in my late 70s, and I'm horrified, and so I'm here. I mean, I'm hoping that this is the first of people coming out on the streets in a big way. I mean, we need to get out on the streets. It took people in Turkey 8 years to get out in the sufficient numbers that it's really maybe going to make a difference, and I sure as hell hope it doesn't take us in the U.S. 8 years. So we have to have a really big tent.
So you're hoping for a lot more people really fast.
as quickly as possible, a lot more people, yes, and because the excrement is hitting the oscillating device, right? And we need to, due process, it's scary. The way that people are being kidnapped off the streets, literally, by people, plainclothes people coming up and putting handcuffs on them. And how Trump isn't following court orders. So it's very scary to me, yeah.
Yeah, so I think for myself that I never thought it would come to this, and what you're describing is, yes, it's coming to this.
It's not only coming to this, it's here. We are in the middle of it. It's not in the distance. We're in the middle of this. I mean, what he's into breaking things. I mean, he's breaking the economy. He's breaking our international economy. He wants to, my sign today, one of my signs was hands off Gaza. I mean, that is frightening what they're considering. And I also had hands off free speech because free speech is being attacked. I mean, people are losing their jobs for saying what their political position is. It's pretty scary.
So looking ahead the next 4 years or so, what do you see downstream looking at your crystal ball?
I don't have one. I just hope to God that we get lots of people in the streets. I mean, I have a fantasy. My fantasy is that if the anti-Trump air traffic controllers, railway engineers, and pilots, airline pilots, were to all go on strike, it might mean something. I mean, I'm not sure what the demand is. I'm not sure. All I know is that we need to make a loud noise, and that would be a really loud noise that would maybe change things. I don't know. Or start, I don't know about change things, but something.
Wake people up, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Something. This is crazy.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time with me.
All right. Cheers.
Okay, well, headed home, and some thoughts about the event. First of all, it was a very large crowd. I would say 2 to 3 times bigger than earlier crowds since the Trump inauguration, so there's that. It was noisy, it was boisterous, and it was peaceful. Large variety of opinions and reasons to be there, but isn't that what it's going to take? There were no signs of police presence at all, which I take as a plus, that we're trusted here in Tacoma to demonstrate, exercise our First Amendment rights peacefully. There was the occasional naysayer, a tiny minority, and that's to be expected. Lots of folks in cars, actually cars carrying signs and going down through the street there, carrying their signs, tooting their horns, and being part of the demonstration. So one of the issues that were raised at the end is, where do we go from here? It's clear that Trump is not going to respond to Democratic forces. Plenty of worries that the 2028 election will not be free and fair. When autocrats take over, the only way back to democracy that I can see is via major protest, including national strikes, and making things untenable for the folks who are in power and who are ignoring our democratic processes. So we'll see.